Welcome back to Nachyomi. We are up to Perek Chaf Hei, chapter 25 of Sefer Shmuel Aleph. So Shmuel passes away at the beginning of the Perek, and the entire nation mourns his loss. David sends his men to a wealthy man named Naval for some food. And we'll see that the name Naval, to be disgusting, seems to be very appropriate for who this individual is. The man claims to never have heard of David, and he refuses to give him food. David goes with 400 men, and he's ready to fight, but Naval's wife, Abigail, hears about this, and she immediately takes 200 loaves of bread, jars of wine, sheep, lots more food, and she loads them all on donkeys. She sends the stuff with some young men and doesn't tell her husband that she's doing all of this. She meets David and his men, and she quickly gets off her donkey, bows to the ground right in front of him, and she basically begs for forgiveness for her husband and says that he is his namesake. He is Naval. He is a bum. He's someone who has no idea how to treat other people and not really a upright person. And David is very taken with her actions, and he accepts her gifts, and he thanks her for preventing him from harming Naval. When she comes home from this meeting, she sees her husband, and he's totally drunk. He's having a massive feast, and when she sees him sober the next morning, she tells him everything that happens, and 10 days afterwards, he passes away. David then shortly after ends up marrying Abigail, and we're told that David also marries Ahinoam from Israel, and the perek concludes with us being told that Shaul gave Michal, remember Michal is one of his daughters, the wife of David, to someone by the name of Palti ben Laish. And there are different perspectives as to how and why this was able to happen. The Radak says that maybe David divorced her before he left, and so that's why this needed to take place. The Ralbag says that Palti actually never even touched Michal. He was very careful because of his concern that she was indeed a married woman. He didn't want to disobey the king, but he also didn't want to violate the Torah law. And so that is the conclusion of this perek, and we wish everyone a beautiful day.